So the Olympics, the Paralympics have just ended and it will go down in history as one of the greatest ever sporting events. It'll also leave a sporting legacy for future generations. We know that. Add to that, Bradley Wiggins winning the Tour de France seems this summer. It's really inspired people to get out on their bikes and take up cycling. I know exactly where this is going. But all these people who are out cycling, should they be wearing Lycra? Why are we talking about this? Because of this new phrase that's been bandied about, MAML, middle-aged men in Lycra. Book. I've been speaking to the writer, Malachy O'Doherty, who has a new book on cycling called On My Own Two Wheels, and the journalist, Andrew McVeigh. And I started by asking Malachy why the Lycra gear is necessary.
I think the important thing about dressing for a bike is the comfort between the body and the saddle. And you would know that that would have to be managed differently for a man and for a woman. So what I'm very much in favour of is gel pants. Gel pants are like the Lycra, but you wear them under your trousers.
Gel pants?
They have gel pants, yes. They've got a very cushy, soft, gelatinous support.
Sounds like a nappy.
Between you. That's my complaint about the Lycra, is because they have the same reinforcement too. And if you see somebody getting off a bike, especially after a long ride, then that the pants look like a full nappy, really. That's what they look like, don't they? I mean, it's I don't know, some people might like that, but I wouldn't. Therefore, I wear my gel pants underneath trousers that are a little baggier and conceal the full horror.
What full horror?
Well, the full horror of the sight of a baggy, nappy-type wrapping around my undercarriage. You surely know what I'm talking about, Steve.
Andrew McVeigh.
I'm sitting here with horror. I think it's terrible. This whole thing about middle-aged men on bicycles, anyway, it's the new midlife crisis, isn't it?
Correct you in one thing. I am 61, therefore I'm not middle-aged.
You might live to be 120.
Middle-aged men in Lycra. This is what's called MAML, I understand now. Middle-aged men in Lycra.
Yeah. And it's the new Ferrari and earring, surely. I mean, it's like men getting... And most of these men... Now, Malachy does a great job, and I follow him on Facebook, and he cycles all over the place. But a lot of these blokes are basically going down the road or having a cycle around the park. It's like getting dressed up in rally gear to go to the garage to buy petrol. I mean, most of these men fancy themselves as Bradley Wiggins, but they're not going to be Bradley Wiggins. That's like buying a guitar and thinking you're going to be Jimi Hendrix. I mean, most of these guys, it's the male fetish for buying gear, you know, whether it's like...
Yes, but the Lycra is...
What's wrong with it?
It's unnecessary.
Well, what's wrong with it, Malachy? You know exactly what I'm saying. Stop getting me to spit it out. It's so revealing that it's just wrong.
Aye. And you see, there are other things that they do. You know, they shave their legs. And they'll argue with you that they need to shave their legs to reduce the wind resistance. And I don't think shaving your legs makes any difference to your wind resistance. But, I mean, of all the other things that Andrea is mentioning, like the gold earrings and the Ferrari, none of them are particularly good for your health. I mean, a middle-aged man getting out on a bike, even if he looks like a prat, and even if he's tying up all his obsessions about style and appearance in that, at least it's doing him some good, you know, as long as he's good firm support underneath.
But there's no need for the whole Lycra thing. I mean, that's just fetishism. That's just typical man.
Wise up,
going
Andrea.
For all the gear.
It's not fetishism.
To go cycling and then getting all the gear for it. Most men, like really, unless they're Bradley Wiggins or Mark Cavendish, are not going to need Lycra. They're not going to need to cut their wind resistance by centimetres or millimetres or whatever it is you do. I mean, they're basically going for a cycle around Belfast, around Northern Ireland, wherever it is they live.
I'll tell you better than that. And it's just wrong. But Vinny, who works on the show, when he's finished in the gym, he has come into the office on a couple of occasions in his Lycra cycling shorts. It's just wrong.
It's very wrong. I mean, there's no modesty there for a start. As you said, it leaves nothing to the imagination. People don't want to...
You know, how do you think it sounds to a man to hear a woman lecturing him on style and appearance?
I think most women get lectured on style and appearance. by women. Certainly,
women are obsessed. I mean, women are obsessed. Women have hairdos that cost £100. Women are wearing, you know, women change their clothes a lot more than men do. Women are, you know, spend more money and more attention to colour and cut and style than any man does.
And Andrea,
a man does it for the sake of his sport, and suddenly he's a different
man. And Andrea, to ask the obvious question, but the awkward question: when you say it leaves nothing to the imagination, what do you want a man to do with it? You wouldn't get away with saying to a woman, oh, for goodness sake, we can see the bulge in your breasts or something, tuck it in. You know, I'd be sacked for saying that.
Well,
and yet you're essentially inferring that a man shouldn't, you know, it's his body, for goodness sake.
Yes, but it doesn't need to be out in display, and it especially doesn't need to be out in display if he is not cycling competitively. This is my point, that there's no need for the Lycra.
You're making a mistake, Andrea, and you surprise me.
What's wrong with baggy
shorts?
Malika, you said yourself you can wear baggy shorts. I've known, like, 20 years ago, blokes would go cycling in jeans or shorts on a sweaty T-shirt. I mean, that's all you need. You do not need the whole skin-tight Lycra gear. And women get told all the time for wearing skin-tight, whether they can see their visible panty line below their trousers. They're always getting criticised for what they're wearing.
Yeah, but that bulge that you're seeing in the man in Lycra is not his body, it's the protection of his body. You know, it is important. I mean, you're making an assumption that guys on bikes are only going for a wee tootle around the park and therefore they don't need this stuff. Actually, you know, there's many, many different types of cyclists out there. But, I mean, lots of them are doing serious cycling of 30, 40, 50 miles in an afternoon. And have you seen the saddles they ride on? They ride these saddles that are almost like blades, you know, which I have more to say about. But, you know, they're entitled to their protection.
I refuse.
And protection is good for them.
I refuse now, in the very few occasions I try to go to the gym, I refuse now to get on the bike seriously because, one, you know, I'm walking like John Wayne for about a week afterwards because it really does. Those wee seats hurt my bum and I then get chaffing.
But seriously,
wear baggy shorts, Andrea. I can't do it in the gym because I get chaffing.
You wear gel underpants under your baggy shorts. That's what you do.
Gel underpants.
Stephen, do you know that a visit to a bicycle dealer these days for a man is almost like a consultation with your doctor? Because, I mean, take a look at some of the catalogues that they have now with bicycle shops and look at gel pants. And look at the different styles of underpants and the different paddings that are available and the gender divisions between paddings. It's almost like it's more intimate than even an underwear catalogue would be in a lot of cases.
Yes.
But that is simply practical, and that is what good cyclists going long distances need to do,
Andrew,
to protect themselves.
Andrea McVeigh's showing her true colours here this morning.
I think it leaves nothing to the imagination.
Imagine saying that to a woman.
Even the word gel pants, Malachi, are you not ashamed of yourself?
Stevie McCann's a cyclist, apparently. Good morning to you, Stevie.
Morning.
Good morning. What do you think?
Well, I cycle. I would consider myself to be an urban cyclist. I don't do 50 miles around the country. I mountain bike and I bike to work and stuff. And they're both right. They do offer support. They keep everything in place that needs to be kept in place.
Book.
They do give you a level of comfort. But really, I could be guilty of being a mammal, but I cover up because nobody, I agree with Andrew, nobody really needs to see that.
Yeah, so do you think it's wrong, Malachi, just to nail this, do you think it's wrong for a man just to wear Lycra so that he's not covered up?
No, I don't think it's wrong, but and I don't think that we should have anxieties about the appearance of men. But I do think that personally, if you have actually cycled 50 miles in your gel pants or your Lycra, your padded shorts, and you're tired and everything's slipping, it does look like a full nappy. It does look like something that's a bit odd to look at.
Presumably, Andrea McVeigh.
Am I squeamish about it? Am I going to throw up at the sight of a man? Well, no, I'm not.
Presumably, Andrea McVeigh, it depends on the man.
Well, yes. I mean, but this, again, this is my point about it being the new midlife crisis. And apparently the number of men, it's the biggest growth sport in Britain and Ireland because men, inspired by the Tour de France and the Olympics, are now getting bicycles and they're now taking up cycling. And it's a real thing about sort of over 40s men are now taking up cycling. So So
because we can't afford sports cars anymore.
Well, yes, and they're not going to be Bradley Wiggins. That's the point.
Would you mind Andrew McVeigh? Would you mind Brad Pitt in a pair of Lycra shorts?
Yes, I would. Quite frankly, because I think some things are better left to the imagination, and I think the imagination is a very powerful tool. And even if it was Brad Pitt, I do not want to see him looking like he has a full nappy with gel pants on it. I can't think of anything that could kill my desire for Brad Pitt more than the words gel pants.
I can't think of anything worse than riding a bike.
You can't think of anything worse.
It's also the pressure that women are putting us under to look good as well, Stephen. Wanting us to be slim and trim athletes. They're looking at all these people in the Olympics and looking at their husbands with their beer bellies, putting them under pressure, and these guys are feeling the strain and getting on their bikes and doing something about it. So I think we should be applauded.
Listen, thank you very much indeed. I hope that Vinny hears this exchange because he needs to come into work properly dressed in the future. If there's
even
one
I've seen you in the BBC in baggy shorts.
You have,
and
yes.
I'll come out with it now. I've seen you on the fifth floor walking around in baggy shorts.
That's right.
You know, and if I, you know, and I, you know, I make no complaint
anyway.
About it.
What do you say, Steve?
I said they probably don't make Lycra shorts that size, Stephen.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you, Mr. Stevie. Thank you, Maliki. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you.
Bye-bye, Andrew.
Bye-bye. Thank you.